Thank you, Stephen, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Monash Gallery of Art for the 11th Annual St. John Monash Lecture. As is my custom, in the spirit of reconciliation, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we are meeting tonight, and I pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. The dress code tonight for me was smart casual. I'm a bit more smarter than this because I've got to be smart and get out to my next gig. So it was important that I get to this first one first. To me, the MGA is very important to myself and to my city, and I wouldn't miss this lecture for anything, but unfortunately I'll miss the best part. I'm happy to open it. And I was happy last week to be photographed with some children celebrating the 21st birthday of this fine institution. And I congratulate the City of Monash, the MGA, Committee of Management and the staff for having 21 fantastic and influential and important years in the City of Monash. Now, tonight's lecture, our speakers and you, the audience, will explore how we can better cultivate a creative community. The MGA is a wonderful creative organisation which has developed a solid reputation across Australia with its innovative and distinct exhibitions. And this St. John Monash lecture has been held for the past 11 years and we've had some inspiring speakers, I've been advised. And in recent years, we've had an Oscar winner in Adam Elliott and an Aboriginal filmmaker and activist, Richard Franklin. Just to name the two that I'm aware of. The annual lecture is named after one of Australia's most famous soldiers, Sir John Monash. And Sir John Monash was well known for his military exploits, but has also a keen interest in the arts. And I've been told he was even trying his hand in acting outside his studying days. And I was quite intrigued to find out that he was a man who appreciated fine beauty, which to some of us might translate to being just a little bit of a womaniser, but nonetheless, fine beauty, not a bad way to be. Tonight, though, we will generate a discussion which questions how effective creativity is in a community and how the institutions such as the Monash Gallery of Art represent art. And we'll be asking some questions that should hopefully make us think about art's contribution to Monash and beyond. How can we make art more accessible to all people from different cultures, ages, abilities, and different academic levels? And also, what are the connections and relationships between the art and the community? And as you've heard tonight, we are extremely pleased to have a panel assembled here with diverse range of experience within the arts. And as been mentioned, we are joined by Brian Dorr, Professor Ruth Rentschler, Julie Shields, and the MGA's own Stephen Zagala. They all will share their experiences and thoughts and will delve into a lively discussion, I hope, where you'll have your chance to join in the conversation. So without further ado, let's get started. And it's my pleasure now to welcome Stephen Zagala, who are facilitating the discussion, and have an enjoyable night.
Thank you, Mayor. I've said my piece, so I will hand over to our panellists now, and we'll begin with Brian. Do you want to come up to the podium, or are you happy to sit there? Yes?
Podium. Great. Thank you very much.